from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us, Sweet Home School Superintendent Mike Ginestri, as we get ready to head back to the classroom the day after Labor Day. Hey, Mike, thanks for being with us. All right, so Labor Day comes and goes, and yeah. We turn the page. What is today like for you?
It's a fantastic day, Brian and Susan. Thank you for having me on this morning. We are super excited to get the year rolling. Our high school buses are rolling in right now. It's great to see the kids again and basically make the family whole. We miss them over the summer, and our hallways just aren't the same without them. So I'm fortunate in my job. I get to have many, many first days of school in this career, and we're excited to get it going.
Yeah, so at this moment, it's the calm before the storm, right? Yeah. What is the new school year? What does it look like? What's changing this year?
So we have, you know, this is the first time in 5 years Sweet Home hasn't had like major capital work going on, capital project work going on. So we focused a lot this summer on our planning and curriculum and instruction and social and emotional needs of our students. So we're super focused on making sure that each and every student at Sweet Home has a great experience and not just this year, but many years to come. We're in year two of our strategic plan implementation. And really meeting the social emotional needs of our students and then focusing on their academics and making sure that they're achieving at high levels in the classroom. So it was a summer of lots of planning and in conjunction with our teachers and with our staff. It's just been a great summer, and we can't wait to kick off the year.
When you bring kids back into the classroom, I'm sure there's a kind of a wide range of emotions. Do you see that from everyone who's really excited to be back to those who are saying, oh man, here we go, school again?
Well, you know, we had a lot of teachers in this summer doing planning, and it seemed like to a person and that they were just really ready to get the school year going. We've had a lot of professional development this summer. And there was a sense of excitement. We have 25 new teachers at Sweet Home this summer, and they did a ton of new teacher mentoring and training, and they were excited to start. So there's a freshness in the air, there's newness in the air, and we got a ton of our faculty and staff greeting students at the door with smiles and high fives and welcome backs. So obviously I know some are sad that summer is over, but there's excitement in the air here at Sweet Home, and we can't wait to get it going.
I saw over the weekend that mold was found at Willow Ridge Elementary. How are you dealing with that? What's the latest on that situation?
Yeah, that's the last thing that, you know, you're cruising into the new school year, and then that happens at Willow Ridge, and it was a shock, honestly. We got into the building immediately. We put all hands on deck to eradicate the problem. We noticed we had water issues underneath the building that was troublesome. And so we just worked the problem and worked the solution. We worked with Stoll Environmental to come in and supervise our cleaning, supervise our air testing in there. And that building, due to the efforts of four different crews here at Sweet Home and Stoll Environmental and ServPro, who worked around the clock to eradicate the issue. We are very happy to say that building is good to go. It is in great shape. It has been cleaned head to toe, and we can't wait to get over there this morning to welcome students in.
Okay, so fully open. How important was it to you to get that word out to parents about this?
We wrote them every single day since the issue happened. So we told them step by step everything that happened, everything we were doing to fix the issue, and where we were in our decision making to either open or go remote today. And I think that went a long way. It was important for us to be fully transparent. We had a lot of parents with questions, but we had a lot of parents saying thank you for the information and for letting them know what was going on every step of the way at Willow Ridge. So it's ready to go. It's super clean in there. The air has been purified over and over again, and can't wait to get over there this morning.
Another thing we've been talking about this morning, changes that the state is bringing to how schools do lockdown drills, sending out a warning before. How does this change what you do? And does it, you know, take anything away when everybody kind of knows what's coming, so to speak?
Well, you have to practice these scenarios. And I understand that all of the things that students have gone through in their lives and with the COVID crisis, that you want to practice in a way that is as authentic as possible, but understanding that those practices can cause some trauma for students. And it's important that we inform them in the right way of what's going on, but that we're very diligent in the drills and we take them very, very seriously, and we want them to be practiced in the correct manner. So God forbid something does happen where we have to go into lockdown, we're ready, we're prepared. So I don't think it takes anything away from the preparedness. But it does make us want to make sure those drills are done correctly and in the right manner.
Mike, phones in school, it's a hot topic. It has been for months now. The governor's considering legislation. What would you like to see? Would you like to see legislation, or would you rather have it be left to school districts to decide for themselves?
I think it's a tough decision for school districts to make because there are so many emotions around the issue. And guidance from the state always helps us in making these decisions. And I applaud the governor for going around the state and doing listening tours with schools and many of my colleagues who were at the table discussing the issue with her. Schools are one place where students can use or not use cell phones during the day. And Sweet Home's approach has really been to educate regarding the dangers of social media, for example, with students, and how addictive cell phones can be and how they can lead to everything from depression to suicide. And we have to do a better job of educating our students and parents, honestly, on the dangers of social media and what they can do. At our middle school, students want to use them all the time. At the high school, there's fatigue. There's absolute fatigue. And I've sat down with students and our superintendent advisory boards. They are just saying, we're kind of putting the phones down. We've had enough. We know the effects that they have. And we got to get to the younger students earlier and educate on the danger of social media. Sweet Home has joined a nationwide lawsuit against social media companies. And we just got to really educate about what effects these can have on our kids.
Is it a bigger job, a harder job to send that lesson, teach students or parents?
Well, it's a partnership. I don't think one is harder than the other. I really think that we have to do it together as a community. If we don't, the message will get lost really quickly. So doing it together with parents and students by our side and talking to them, we did a safety forum on this very topic here at Sweet Home last year, and we have to have more attention to it. I applaud our Board of Education for taking this issue on. And joining the lawsuit. So, we have a lot of work to do, but I appreciate the attention that the governor is bringing to this issue.
Hey, Mike, thank you, and have a great school year.
Thanks, Susan. Thanks, Brian. You take care.
Mike Ginestri, Sweet Home School Superintendent.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.